today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this sunny day, Saturday, October 22nd, 2011, in Minnesota here, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I've said so many times, and I'll say again, as I always do, it's a terrible place, folks, when your brains are in somebody else's head. So, in saying that, I'll let you say something really quick, Jake, so make it quick, all right?
Something?
All right. Let's keep going here, okay, shall we? Folks, last Saturday we covered Republic versus Democracy, doing an exposition on the high school assembly that we've done across the country in over 22 states and over 330 schools. And this week we're going to be doing an expose on the lying media. And to say that, before we start rolling here really quick, I want to also let you know, at the top of the second hour, we're going to have presidential candidate Rick Santorum with us, and Jake will be doing that interview, so hang with us. I'm actually kind of excited to hear what the guy's got to say. He seems like the moral pillar that's really taking a stand out there. If you want to go ahead and share the comment, Jake, that you made earlier with me about how others are picking up, that would be great. You don't need to name names, but you can just lay it out on the table for us.
Yeah, and I think it's plain for everybody to see who's becoming a moral champion in this cause. A lot of folks are sticking to jobs, capital J, capital O, capital B, capital S. That is not the jurisdiction of the government. They don't create jobs. We can create a healthy environment that doesn't tax people to death, and that's great. But when it comes to the moral issues, right now we're noticing men like Rick Santorum step up to the plate. I even saw a Ron Paul put out a big pro-life campaign. They're stepping in the gap where others have failed to take their spot as moral champions in this race. And Rick Santorum, I believe, is one of those.
Well, let's get to business. And, again, he's going to be here second hour with us. Again, folks, one more time, heads up. The number's 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to call in. 1-877-807-9977. Again, last week we were talking about the difference between a republic and a democracy. And though we went down many rabbit trails, indeed we did, we have to feed the flock, folks, so you got to hang with us because people need to hear the bunny trails. The bunny trails are important for people. If you don't know what a bunny trail is, it's people that are listening, and what happens is there's giftings of the Spirit that actually kick in, and you feed that person that is waiting to hear an answer from heaven for something that they might be praying about. And it happens all the time, and that's what I love about the things of the Holy Spirit, because he really is who he says he is. But you have not because you ask not. So when people ask, we just feed those flocks. We go down those rabbit trails. We go down that branch, and we feed the flock. So in saying that, but we stuck to the topic, which was republic versus democracy. We didn't leave that topic. So, and by the way, too, to say this, during the exposition, the quote that we've been using since day one, we're on our second week right now, is from a man named Victor Hugo, and this is what he said. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Let me say it one more time. Victor Hugo rightly said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. So let me get onto my topic before we take a quick break here. I want to ask you the question, and I want to actually make a statement before I put the question to you, so just hang with me. If the media can convince you that we are a democracy, I want you to always remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said. Ralph.
Ralphie.
Wow. You suppose his parents were angry with Ralph?
Ralph?
Ralph, it doesn't sound right.
Ralph. Oh.
You get what I'm saying? Here, too late's picking up with me now, guys. But what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said,
Ralph.
This is what he said. He said, democracy becomes a government of bullies tempered by editors. Let me say it again. Listen carefully. Democracy becomes a government of bullies because what happens, those that temper by editors, what happens is the government plays the Democrats. They play the majority. They play the polls. And there's the editors to help things right along with them to just try to resubstantiate or to confirm the stance of those that are promulgating the fact that we're a democracy. Does that confuse anybody?
Yeah. I think it proves a point, too, and I think in the context that he's saying, is the only redress you have for your individual liberties, you're left it up to editors to hold the government accountable. Well, that's a joke, because editors are the ones that promote democracy,
yeah.
And ultimately there's a fall. But in that particular setting, and Thomas Jefferson spoke a lot on this, too. He said, if I were to have governments or press, I would choose the press over governments, but only that every man could read. Because mankind, with a moral standard before their eyes, will always chew up the meat and they will spit out the bones. So in this particular point, Emerson is saying, if you don't morally govern yourself, you don't have a republican form of government that protects all of our individual liberties, you debase yourself to democracy, there's always going to be a majority that's going to be a bully, the government
yep.
will become a system of bullies,
yep.
and your only chance in that is going to be editors in a society that have a big voice because they represent papers.
That's right. That's right.
But unfortunately, if you drop in your morality and embrace the democracy, you also embrace the immoral media, and both of them are going to work against
that's
you.
That's right. And then what do you have? You have those that are righteous throughout the country that in some cases are too spineless to take a stand
yeah.
because they're afraid of what the editors might be
oh.
by bullying them. But it is a good point.
It is.
We're going to come back and we're going to continue down this vein with the exposition. It's called The Big News. We're going to expose the lying media throughout the country for you folks. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, what I said right before the break was, if the media can convince you that we are a democracy, which we are not, we are a republic, always remember what Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly said when he said this: democracies become a government of bullies tempered by editors. Now, this is my understanding of that statement by Mr. Emerson, that the governments linked with the editors bully anybody into submission that stands up against them. Now, Jake, go ahead and give your definition or translation.
Well, I think just like I said at the last segment, the founders often discuss this. We have a First Amendment that gives us the freedom of press, and that shall not be barred or infringed. Why? Because the press will be able to represent us collectively as a body against, for instance, a usurping tyrant. So in that case, the government can't come up and say, hey, stop saying bad things about us. We know that they're true, but we don't want everybody to know what we're really doing here. That's right. Why the founders gave it to the press. And Jefferson said,
so you're saying, in other words, your understanding of that is that it's a safeguard.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. That's
okay.
Exactly
what's rather
purpose.
Than going hand in hand.
That's right. But to
well,
your
what,
point, to
yes.
your point, if you take it, number one, if Emerson is stating our only protection as people against a democracy, because remember, in a democracy, a majority rules. That means a minority will always be oppressed because the majority can pick and choose. It's an unbalanced playing field. It's like a referee taking the side of one team. The other team is at a disadvantage. Their only advantage or our only redress against the government system that is a democracy, if we are in the minority, is editors. Now, folks, I wouldn't put my trust or my confidence in one editor of one major news source in this country.
No, because, well, not all of them. I wouldn't say that. There's some that are
major,
credible.
Like the majors.
But what I'm seeing today, and I am applying it to our time, Jake, mm-hmm. not to the time
That's
of
right.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
In saying that, I'm simply applying it to our time, because what I see is that the governments and a lot of these media outsources
yeah.
are hand in glove.
Yeah.
And that's how I take what he's saying here.
Well, and here's the problem in a society.
Folks, do you get this?
Yeah, and this is the problem in a society where a person who, for instance, is a rich, wealthy person, like you use the example of J.P. Morgan, I'm sure we're going to get to in a minute,
mm-hmm.
they start to realize, how do you grab the power in society? Where's it at? Where are the thrones? Well, number one, it's government. And number two, it's media. If I can grab a hold of both of those, it may take some time. It may take about 100 years, but if I can monopolize both of those, nobody's going to keep me in check. Now, that's where the church comes in, and I don't mean to get off on a different tangent here, but the church comes in and holds a moral pillar up and says, no, this is not right. This is not acceptable, and you're doing this before God, not before man. And God is at the root and at the foundation of all Republican form of government, or all Republican forms of government in these 50 United States. He's at the root of all of them. So God is the one to keep in check people getting out of control and getting tyrannical power, and the church is the one to be the mouthpiece of God to speak when those things happen.
That's right.
And keep the media accountable. And speaking of media, by the way, if I might draw your attention to Sons of Liberty Radio, there is a piece in the New York Times. Now, many of you folks know that publication, one of the biggest in the country, but they just did a piece on the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. There's a great article in there. I just want to draw your attention to the homepage of sonsoflibertyradio.com and check that out and see what the media actually printed about somebody who is doing and walking the walk as a preacher of righteousness in this country. I don't want to give you any prejudice on it. I want you to read it yourself, but please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Well, like Larry Pratt rightly said, Gun Owners of America, he said there's enough blood and gore in there to feed the people. He goes and
red meat.
That's right. And then he also said to the other side, but those that know the truth, they're going to love what it had to say because people will see through it.
That's right.
But I think that the reporter was very fair with what he did. And he kept his word. He didn't go out of bounds at all. So let's get going on this. Jake, you just brought up J.P. Morgan. Now, what's interesting, folks, is this is the big news. In 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway, he enters a disturbing statement into the congressional records. And this is what he did. J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers. And what he wanted to do is find out how to determine the most influential newspapers in America. So what did he do? J.P. Morgan, again, he wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. This is why when you look at all these outsources, these media outsources, they're all saying the same thing because they're all being fed by the same source. Yeah. You understand? It's corporate-run media is what it is. So, again, J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. Only 25, folks. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. So, in a nutshell, they, those in the media, again, not all, are trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. So, a majority of those that report the news have no knowledge of right and wrong, and let me give you some experience. We sent Nicole down to meet with Don Shelby probably about 5-6 years ago from WCCO, and she'd asked him the question, how do you tell the difference between right and wrong? And this is what Don Shelby rightly said. If you are asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide differences of morality, he said you're asking the wrong people. What does the press put on the people all day long, folks? Don Shelby goes on. He said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Well, Don, in all fairness to the people that heard your statement, how do you know the difference between right and wrong if you're talking about fairness and justice? You can't talk about fairness and justice until you understand the difference between right and wrong. So, in other words, in their confusion, they blurt out the truth. Now, keep in mind what John Adams, the second president of the United States, said. He said, our Constitution was made for a religious and a moral people, Christian religion. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It doesn't work for anybody else. Now, the question that I wanted to ask you is, how many of you actually believe what the media reports? And I'm talking about the state-run media for the most part. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers. I want to just make a real quick point, folks, from my own experiences with the press. Folks, I honestly have to say that some of these people are so sick in the mind that I'm surprised that they're allowed to live in a free society. And they call it freedom of speech to lie, to create stories, to selectively report.
Promote crime.
To promote crime. just like King David said, they laid things to my charge I knew nothing of. Folks, they do this stuff all day long. And just think about this. They do this to a preacher of righteousness. Why is that? Who's being exposed here? But let me go on. Here's what these two media scholars found out. 47% of those that write your papers in this country or deliver you or publish or proclaim or promulgate the media to you from their sources believe that there's nothing wrong with committing adultery. And that's where dad and mom cheat on each other or cheating on your husband or your wife cheating on the husband. Folks, did you know that in 28 states, it's still in the books? And by the way, all 50 unions still have it in the books on the foundation, namely the Declaration of Independence, because we're based in the Mosaic Institution, thou shalt not commit adultery. But 47% of those that write your paper in this country, they think it's okay. Did you know that 76% of those that write your paper in this country see nothing wrong with homosexuality? Up until 1961, you could go to prison for 21 years in the state of Rhode Island. Up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. Now they're throwing it on your kids in public schools if you're letting them. Again, it was completely illegal in this country all the way up until 1961. But 76% of those that write your paper see nothing wrong with homosexuality. Well, what's interesting about that is a lot of the reporters are now homosexuals. 90% of those that report your papers in this country see nothing wrong with aborting a baby. How hypocritical. This is illegal, and it always has been illegal, and it always will be illegal in the sight of God. Same thing with homosexuality. Same thing with adultery. 86% of those that write your papers in this country seldom or never attend church. And for the most part, I don't blame them. Folks, I just got a little side note I just want to throw at you real quick. And I want to give it to you as food for thought. And then I'm going to give you some quotes by the press themselves as to how they report. Why is it, folks, that the left knows how to hate better than the right knows how to love? How come it's the left that knows how to lie better than most of the right know how to tell the truth? Why is that? Why is it that they believe their lies most than the conservatives or even the professed church believes their truth? And I'll tell you how I know this to be true is who's winning the day? Who's losing their country? Are we gaining our country? And I'm not leaving you with a hopeless note. No, not at all. They're but fine. I am saying it's a fact and it's the truth and we need to turn that around, folks. I'm going to come back right after this break and I'm going to go to CBS and others, and I'm going to give you their quotes again. It's pretty shocking stuff. It's pretty arrogant stuff, but I'll give it to you right from the horse's mouth. Again, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Paul Flower, the law firm of Flower and Schutz in Brooklyn Center. Flower and Schutz Law Firm was founded in 1996 for the purpose of helping individuals and organizations make the legal system work for them. They do bring ethics to their law practice, knowing that law is good if one uses it lawfully. I actually was able to sit down with Paul Flower. He had related to me that their law firm is different and unique because they are working with a variety of clients where decisions involve ethics. Attorneys have to comply with the Code of Professional Responsibility. Flower and Schutz Law Firm also holds the higher code of ethics consistent with their biblical principles. The types of areas of practice that Flower and Schutz are known for? Estate planning, probate, estate and trust administration, family law, business planning, real estate, and personal injury. So why not receive the best results for yourself? Choose Flower and Schutz Law Firm. That number is 763-560-2506. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. At any time you'd like to weigh in, please do. 1-877. Please do stick to the topic, though. 1-877-807-9977. At the top of the hour, we are going to have the presidential candidate, Mr. Rick Santorum. A little excited about that. Jake's going to be doing the interview. Why, you might ask, does Jake do the interviews? Because, folks, I'm not any good at them. Now, how many people you actually hear say that I'm not good at them? I'm not.
I've never heard anybody email us and tell us that.
Really? Well, we're going to get some now. You know that, right? Folks, let's get back to the topics. We're doing an exposition on what we have done in high schools across the country, and it's great information for all in this country. Listen to what Richard Salent said, talking about the lying media, former president of CBS. He said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. How do you get your press in America? Well, listen to Walter Cronkite, former CBS news anchor. News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. What do you think? What do you think about that?
Gee, you think?
Yeah.
You know, Cronkite said that they're left.
Oh.
You got that? He said that they're a little left.
Well, I'll just do my best to make sure I don't ask you questions during the radio show from this point forward.
Janovich says the Germans are bad.
Herman Dismore, former editor of the New York Times from 1950 to 1960, said, the New York Times is deliberately pitched on purpose, folks, to the liberal point of view. That's what they said. This is right out of the horse's mouth. I didn't say it. I'm not conjuring it up. Listen to what Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News, said. He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects we choose to deal with. I'll say it again. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects we choose to deal with, not what the facts are, folks. You guys all know Fox's motto, we report, you decide. It should rightly be said, we decide on what we report. Now, just think about this, Jake. If Fox News is the lifeguard, per se, of this country as one of the only media outsources that tells the truth, I'm trying to figure out why just last week they're pushing the same agenda that Obama is through homosexuality and through abortion.
Isn't that incredible? I think Mr. Santorum today at the top of the hour is going to have some things to say about that. Wasn't that his interview that they were in?
Oh, dude, he was aggressively being attacked, not by the left, but the professed conservatives. Yeah. Folks.
You sound like Jim Crow.
It was like, where are you coming from? You've got to be kidding me. People are tuning into you because you deserve the truth.
That's right.
Well, where is the truth? And where is the truth derived from?
That's right. Where's the standard of truth?
Yeah, how do you know where the truth comes from? You get the point. I'm not going to ask you another question, so if you want to say something, you're going to have to just jump in.
No, I think that's very important to talk about the truth. And number one, this expose that we're talking on right now, you can go to our homepage, Sons of Liberty Radio. Up in the right-hand corner is a Facebook link. We're posting videos of this stuff. So you get to watch this expose for my war that Bradley's talking about when we're dealing with the media. But secondly, who is the standard of truth? If there is no truth, just like we discussed a little bit yesterday in the show.
Can I interject? Yeah. When our forefathers wrote to King George the tyrant, and they had 27 grievances, what was their point of reference to say that they were suffering the abuses of this tyrant? Mm-hmm. Who was the point of reference? Who was the one that told us what was right and what was wrong? And what did our forefathers really establish? They put God where he belonged, and they put the government where they belong.
That's right.
Okay?
We hold these truths.
Yep.
That's what they acknowledge. These are the presuppositions before they gave their grievances. We hold these truths.
Yeah.
So there is truth. Okay.
So who gave the truth?
That all men are created.
Equal.
Okay. We just acknowledge as a creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, property. So God gave us our rights, and that is truth. We acknowledge that. Now we go to what the king is doing. He's breaking God's laws. He's going against truth.
That's right.
These are the falsehoods. Here's 27 grievances. We are not accountable to a man. Where that man, include us and that man, or that tyrant or that king, is accountable to a God. It's his standards, his truth. So that is the arbiter of what is right and wrong.
And by God's the way, truth. King George, even himself, was a professed Christian.
Yep.
And look at the grievances, folks, that the people suffered and the abuses suffered by the people by that king. It was incredible. I mean, it was very clear to see it was a lack of Christianity. Where's Christ in this man's life? Where's the exemplification? Where's the window? Where do we see Christ in what he's doing to us in any sense of the word? Mm-hmm. Pretty incredible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens then, Jake, if a guy puts himself into a position like this administration, and they become the law? It doesn't matter if you have 270,000 grievances.
Right.
It doesn't matter because now he's the law, and God, that's why they're trying to get rid of God, folks.
Exactly. So who's God? God. So let's just say we have a complaint against God. It doesn't matter. God is truth. He sets the standard. So if a government can remove God, or a monarchy in this particular case, King George, if the government can remove God and say, well, I'm God. Now, let's understand this correctly, because the Romans back in the day, or even Pharaoh, let's use him for example, when he says I'm God, it doesn't mean that he's not still a human. He's just a cut above the rest of us.
Yeah.
He's an elite, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Bilderberger.
Yeah.
He's one of these guys that determines policy because all of us are too stupid.
Yeah.
We can't get it figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, how in the world would we ever govern ourselves if we were given something called freedom?
Yeah.
So when they can determine, it doesn't matter how many grievances you have. It's only going to be their kind, loving mercy that allows them to change their mind and give us something that we're desiring.
Oh.
But if God is our standard, we can hold that man, whether he be a king or a peasant or a pauper, to the standard of God because he is below God. Lex Rex, it's a book that Samuel Rutherford wrote.
And with authority, might I add.
That's right.
Yeah.
God's authority.
Yeah. He didn't give us government. God gave us government.
That's right.
That's right.
And he's a part of that, and thus he's a servant to the people. Because why did God give government? Why did God give government? To protect his people, to ensure freedom and liberty for those God-given rights, which are life, liberty, and property.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember what Thomas Jefferson said, the whole purpose of government is to ensure the rights of the people,
right.
Not to withdraw them or extract them or to steal them away from them.
Exactly, and that was what he's reminding the king in the Declaration of Independence. These truths are self-evident that all men are created equal, and governments are instituted among men to protect those rights.
What did that Thomas Jefferson, that guy, say when he said, disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God.
That's right.
Didn't Benjamin Franklin said something like that too?
And clever guys, right?
Man,
where did they get that?
I don't know. I don't know. Why did they cut themselves off from a tyrant in the first place?
That's right.
Enough said. Let's get back to this exposition that we're doing. Folks, do you remember when Britney and Madonna kissed on MTV for the world to see all? Remember how they had to highlight that? Isn't that interesting that they were on the front page of the papers all over the country? But isn't it also interesting how the media just happened to overlook the 4,176 American boys and girls that were killed in Iraq? That wasn't on the front page, folks. Immorality was being pushed down the throats of the American people. Isn't that interesting? How do you feel about that, folks? On a daily basis. Irish Examiner, Jamaica Observer, Slate, The Scotsman, Sioux City Journal, Rocky Mountain News, USA Today, Japan Today, all on the front page, all across the world. Boy, it sounds like it's all coming from the same source.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it interesting, at the same time that that picture came out, folks, May 1st, 2004 in Washington, D.C., listen carefully, 20,000 people protested gay marriage, which is illegal. And by the way, it has never been since man and the creation of mankind. There were 300 homosexuals holding up signs stating, go home, bigots. The media twisted the truth and told the public that the 300 homosexuals holding up the signs saying, go home, bigots, were the majority and made the 20,000 protesters out to be the minority. Totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against gay marriage. Isn't that interesting how that works? Isn't it interesting?
Maybe there's an agenda. I don't know.
I think so. I mean, for some reason, something sparks up in my face when I think about stuff like that. And I say to myself, is there like a million flags going up around me when I see stuff like this? But isn't it also interesting? But that's what they use to belittle the people. And by the way, Hitler did the same thing. He always got the masses of the people against those that were ostracized if they weren't a part of it.
That's right.
And can I say something to that too, now that we're talking about Mr. Hitler? Folks, do you know how, and do you wonder why it oftentimes Hitler was always, whenever he would walk down the street or drive down the street, everybody would raise their right hand and they would say, Heil Hitler? You know why they did that? Because if they didn't do that, they would have been fined. Did you know that, folks? They had to do that.
He's got to prop his own lies up.
Totally. You don't have to prop the truth up.
That's right.
You have to prop the lies up. Literally prop the lies up.
Yeah.
All right? And it's some of the craziest stuff. It's also that same guy that said, it's a good thing for people in power, in governments, that the people never think. The same guy said that.
How fortunate.
We're going to come back talking about abortion and the parallel between them and the wackos, the leftist wackos. We'll continue on this vein when we come back. 1-877-807-9977. And folks, Rick Santorum, 5 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I think we should open up the lines for Rick Santorum. What do you think?
Yes.
How much time do you have him for?
15-minute segment.
15?
Yep. So you've got a
folks,
call.
Okay, right on the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, 1-877-807-9977. We'll open the lines up to you guys to go ahead and take a crack at Rick Santorum, presidential candidate. He seems to be the moral leader that's taking a stand for what America's calling for right now.
Yeah.
And that's why we're having him on the radio, by the
way.
That's right. So, again, we're talking about the exposition, what we do in high school assemblies across the country. Let's hit the topic of abortion, because it's interesting how the media ignores the wishes of the majority. As a matter of fact, folks, let me take you back to 1962. John F. Kennedy, the president at that time, was asked the question, so what do you think of abortion? You know what he responded with? He said, that's barbaric. Have you been desensitized, folks? Did you know that it's illegal to tamper with eagle eggs? Oh, yeah. Bald Eagle Protection Act, 16 U.S.C. 668, 668D, June 8th. If you break any part of this act by violating these eagles, their nests, or their eggs, you will face the criminal penalty of a $5,000 fine or one year in prison or both. But don't worry about the 4,000 babies that are being aborted in your country on a daily basis. Folks, it's illegal to kill whales in this country. Conservation and Protection of Marine Mammals Moratorium and Exceptions, 16 U.S.C. 1371. Now, we don't want to touch those guys neither. Because if we do that, we can get in a lot of trouble. But again, folks, don't worry about the 4,000 babies a day that are being aborted in this country. Now, it's interesting, Jacques Cousteau. Do you guys all remember Jacques Cousteau? Remember that guy?
Vaguely, but I do remember him.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
He was a guy that wanted to discover everything.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah. He said this. He said, in order to stabilize world population, said Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, here it comes.
We must eliminate 350,000 people per day. He loved the earth.
Him and his family are going to start. We protect
eagles. We protect whales.
Mm-hmm. Flowers.
Okay. We protect everything, but babies in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder how that makes the Lord feel when he says it's hands. God hates hands. Mm-hmm. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. You know what's interesting? What Jacques Cousteau said right after that as well? You protect what you love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Interesting. Folks, I got a picture in front of me right now. It's a poster from an organization called PETA. Folks, way out there whacked. Way out there whacked. It's got a picture of a man's leg hanging out of a shark's mouth, and it says, payback is hell. The quote goes as follows from PETA. We're glad that Wickersham's going to be okay. PETA spokesman Ashley Byrne told QMI Agency Saturday, but we hope that after experiencing such pain and fear, he will consider the fact that the fish feel the same pain and fear when they're hunted. We hope that he'll find a nonviolent hobby and that other fishermen will do the same thing. Is not aborting a baby in the womb one of the most violent things that you can do? Mother Teresa said that you've lost your soul when you allow abortion. Give me a break. Oh, and by the way, nobody advocates abortion more than this administration. Folks, did you know that it's illegal to pick flowers in the state of Minnesota? Statute 2003, Tables of Chapters, Tables of Contents, for Chapter 85.20. It's a misdemeanor if you pick a flower in a state park, but it's okay to abort a baby in the thousands every day in this country. Now, when we were in Arkansas, we actually drove across the border, and I noticed they had this big billboard, and they had a picture of Richard Pryor. This is probably 7 years ago. And it said on this billboard, join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. Now, folks, again, that's a sick thought. If you don't like chicken, bring them over to my house, but bring the barbecue sauce. Serious.
I can go for some chicken right now.
Why did God create the chickens in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
So we could feed on the chickens. And boy, are them chickens good. Thank you, Lord. But again, over 4,000 babies a day are being aborted in this country. Who else is a part of that? Russ Simmons, Pamela Anderson, Dick Gregory, Paul McCartney. They're all hand in glove with these organizations that are protecting the animals. Now, do you folks remember that famous picture of the little baby when he was in the womb? His name was Samuel Alexander. He had spinal bifida. Right, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they had to do surgery on his spine. And what happened is when they cut the womb open, the mother's womb open, the little boy put his hand outside and grabbed the doctor's fingers. Little awesome baby. A little awesome baby. What do you mean it's not human? Mm-hmm. Folks, he's totally human. As a matter of fact, they got a picture of Samuel Alexander in front of me right now with his daddy who said yes to life. And his hobby today is to basically chase frogs down because mommy and daddy protected his life from someone that wanted to take him out.
Right.
Oh, by the way, we were listening to Fox the other day. This is what we were talking about earlier with Fox. The woman is asking Herman Cain, so what if the family wants to have an abortion? She was mad at Herman Cain when he said, it will be against the law if I become the president.
Amen.
I'm not for him or against him. I'm for the life of the baby.
Yep.
And I am for the law that protects life because that's what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
God's laws always protect life, folks. Folks, another interesting situation talking about abortion. The Star and Tribune in Minneapolis reported on Nicole Beecroft, a 17-year-old student at Tartan High School. She took her baby in a laundry room, and when the baby was birthed, she stabbed the baby 135 times. We talked to the administration of the judge that put her in jail for the rest of her life. By the way, at the turn of the century, if you aborted a baby, you'd go to prison for 99 years. Now the government, through this administration, wants to mandate abortion on your dime. Oh, and let me tell you something, folks. God will hold everybody in this country, individually, all by themselves, accountable for what they have allowed through abortion in this country. See, you're judged for what you leave undone as well. But it's interesting, and the hypocrisy just shines as bright as the sun during the day. When they told Nicole Beecroft, why didn't you just take the baby to the hospital and give the baby up? Well, it's interesting, in those same hospitals, Nicole Beecroft could have took that baby and went inside and paid the doctor a couple hundred dollars to do the exact same thing that she did. The only difference is that doctor would have been paid to do it.
That's right.
How did Nicole Beecroft know? She probably thought it would be no big deal if she killed her baby. Who taught her how to do that? Wisdom is justified by your children. Train up a child in the way where they go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. Who taught her that that would be okay to do that? The doctors that commit or actually perform abortions did. The papers that continuously promulgate that it's okay. And you know who's always angry at the person that is contemplating having an abortion, and if they choose not to have it, you know who's there to spit in the face of them kids to say, when they choose life rather than death? Women that have had abortions.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But, folks, just think about that. Innocent babies, 3,700 a day, are aborted in this country on our watch. And this is what's real interesting. And we go to sleep at night, and we act like this isn't going to catch up to us. Folks, you reap what you sow, regardless if it's individual sin or national sins. Jake, can you show the people, remember the conversation that we had about 2 o'clock? And you had told me, did you know that 40 cents of every dollar? Look at how exacting God is in justice. Go ahead and share that.
Yeah, basically right now about half of America is on public assistance. And what people are saying that are on public assistance, this is what they do. They take a dollar from our country, state, federal, what have you. 40 cents of every dollar that they take for public assistance, their kids have to pay back. They're saying, just by having a child, hey, kid, you owe me. The parent is saying to the kid, you owe me.
They're free riding off the backs of their children.
Yeah.
They're enslaving their children through debt that they're living off. They're doing nothing, but their kids will be enslaved to pay back that debt.
That's the mentality.
Oh, it is. Remember Manasseh?
Mm-hmm.
Tell the story.
That's exactly right. Manasseh, whose grandfather was Hezekiah was the king before. Anyhow, Manasseh came to power, and the people allowed him to do wickedly and corruptly. The Bible makes it very clear that the people allowed Manasseh to be a corrupt king and shed innocent blood. He liked to kill babies too, folks. This is nothing new under the sun. This is what wicked, corrupt monsters become, is innocent killers, and that's what he did.
That's right. And that's
God
what it is. It's murder.
That nation.
Amen. And God judged that nation.
For the sin of Manasseh and what the people allowed. It's very explicit in the Bible. The people allowed Manasseh to do.
Okay. Now let that not be on our watch, folks. Folks, Rick Santorum, the top of the hour. When we come back, Jake's going to pick it up. If you'd like to talk to Rick, 1-877-807-9977. Again, we're looking at Rick Santorum as the moral leader right now. Give him a call, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back after this.